We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Countdown is on to the holiday weekend. For many, it will start today if it hasn't already. Tomorrow anticipated to be a very busy travel day, maybe set a record for a single day, eh, Paul?
That's supposed to be the story.
And we'll keep you posted. We'll be here tomorrow. We get a full show and a full lineup for you as we get ready for you and we to launch into the holiday weekend. And earlier this morning, historic decision by the Supreme Court yesterday when it comes to presidential immunity.
But what did it mean?
So we reached out to the president of Duquesne University, Dr. Ken Gormley, who is an expert in Supreme Court law. And here's what he had to say on the Big K Morning Show.
Well, as you know, Larry, I've done a lot of writing on this specific subject of presidential power, and I wrote a book on Watergate and U.S. v. Nixon and on the Clinton scandals and a book on presidents and the Constitution. So I've done a lot in this area. So I did not think there was anything really earth-shattering in the opinion. I know many of the commentators are treating it as if it's, you know, kind of the end of the world or something. I didn't read it that way. Chief Justice Roberts' opinion, I think he tried to be as balanced as possible. The big takeaways are that there is no, you don't have a sweeping absolute immunity, as former President Trump was arguing. When a president is acting pursuant to their core constitutional duties under the Constitution, there's immunity. Well, that's no surprise. Yes, of course. When you're talking about this middle ground where it's a constitutional authority, but it's kind of on the perimeters, then that one requires, you know, kind of analysis by the lower courts. And then if it's unofficial acts, they make clear there is no immunity at all. And so they give some guidance and some examples in the opinion of what, you know, is an example of each. But it is clear that there are big chunks of these indictments by Jack Smith against former President Trump that likely will turn out to be unofficial conduct that they can proceed on, like reaching out to state legislators and elected officials in other states and trying to create these slates of alternate electors. All of those types of things are fair game, and even maybe his conversations with Vice President Pence. That one's on the fence. That's in that gray zone, but it was very interesting. I was glad to see they did acknowledge something that was overlooked a lot, Larry, and that is when Vice President Pence is handling the electoral count, he is serving as the president of the Senate, not really as vice president. There's this quirky thing in the Constitution where the vice president presides over the Senate. So he's really in a legislative role, not in a vice presidential role. And so they acknowledge that and say that may cut against it being an official act. So, you know, they give examples of this. Quite honestly, I see it as much a roadmap as to how to correctly prosecute this case as opposed to a case that is saying there's no way to do that.
Circling back to what you were saying about making phone calls to state legislators or state officials in Georgia concerning the results of the presidential election there, would it be fair to say that that would be characterized, or you would assume that it would be Trump the candidate and not Trump the president?
Yes, that's how I read it. And if you read Justice Amy Coney Barrett's concurrence, which is really important here, I think, and hasn't gotten enough attention, she as much as says that's a no-brainer. I mean, that has nothing to do with presidential power. They do leave each of these to the trial court, the federal judge, to look at the context and make a factual, have hearings and make a factual determination of was the president acting in some official capacity or not. But that's the other thing that I would say here that people are missing. It's giving the green light to Judge Chutkan in D.C. to hold hearings, Paul. And, you know, and to do that potentially tomorrow if she wants to. And so some of this can start, evidence can be, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but it could happen before too long, certainly before the election. There can be, in essence, a mini trial where the public gets to hear a lot of this evidence and it gets put on the table as the trial judge makes determinations whether these acts have to do with official duties. But as you said, when he is acting like a candidate Trump, and, you know, Judge Amy Coney Barrett uses that example of reaching out to Arizona state officials to try to, you know, influence the counting of the election, that has nothing to do with his powers as president.
Duquesne President Dr. Ken Gormley, who is an expert in this particular arena as well, and we appreciate his time. If you would like to hear the entire interview, download the free Odyssey app. You can rewind, and we talked to Dr. Gormley at 7:35, or you can go to kdkradio.com, where our interviews are available at your fingertips. Every Tuesday at this time, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland, our colleague for many years, KDK TV and radio. And you can see Lynn via video on kdkradio.com. Check it out. Yeah, watch now. You watch radio now. Things have changed, Lynn.
Indeed they have. Indeed they have, Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, before we get into the meat of anything, I just want to take a note. In the last break, there was a spot for the Strand Theater in Zelianople. And you know that Michael Misko that's performing is Judy Misko's son. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. Who worked with us for many years at KDK TV.
She did, and I remember him growing up. And back in December, when Patrice King Brown and I were in Pittsburgh, Michael was at the Liberty Theater. It's the Magic Theater down on in downtown.
Yeah,
and we went to see him, and he is amazing. So when I just heard that commercial, it made me smile because this is a kid we watched grow up, and now he travels around the world. He does kind of a combination of comedy and magic.
You know, that little Liberty Magic Theater is a really intimate environment to see shows like that. So I highly recommend it if you get a chance. So,
It's really cool. I love it. Yeah,
how are you today?
I'm great. I've been taking all this in, all of your conversation. I love Ken Gormley. And I don't say that because I am a Duquesne alum, but I do love Ken Gormley. I'm thrilled about the library being named after him. And am I correct that he was a classmate of Amy Coney Barrett?
You know, that does ring a bell. He didn't say that today, but he...
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
I think we had him on the show back when I was doing a regular show on the radio station because of that connection when her name came up. So it's his insight is always fascinating.
My thought was this with Dr. Ken Gormley, again, president of Duquesne University, former dean of the law school there. He's a very accomplished not only an attorney, a teacher, professor, but also writer. And one of his specialties is the Supreme Court and the presidency. What I appreciated with Ken was he wasn't panicked about it. And, you know, this when you saw social media and the reaction for many people, they went off the deep end. It's the end of democracy as we know it. And so what I wanted to suggest was, I know this. He read the entire details of each justice and their ruling. So their opinions were actually read by him. Therefore, he's the only person I know that actually read everything. So you got to take his opinion a little more serious than people just shooting from the hip.
Well, you know, Larry, we live in pretty much a headline society. We read the headlines. We read the first couple lines of a paragraph or the first sentence or two of a text or a post. And we don't get the full story on anything, which I think is a disservice to us. It's just a reflection of the era that we live in. And I'm guilty of that, too. Sometimes I'll have to go back and read an entire thing because I realize I missed some of the most important parts of it. So I think that, you know, we waited for that decision. Everyone waited with bated breath, kind of knew that it was going to come out when it did. And then we didn't allow for any time to digest it. We just started regurgitating it.
And then we heard Governor Josh Shapiro react.
A dark day for America. Holding that now there is at least one person who is above the law. That is not the very core principle that this nation was founded upon. And the Supreme Court, I think, has ushered us into a dangerous new era and one that all Americans should be concerned about. I have grave concerns with this ruling today, and not just because of what it means for Donald Trump, a corrupt individual who now is legally above the law in many cases. But I worry about the future of this nation, and I worry about the fact that we no longer have that same underpinning of equality that our founding fathers worked so hard to develop.
And the reactions, that again is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and his statement after the ruling came out yesterday, Lynn. I think reactions follow generally along party lines, as you would expect, right?
Yeah, I think for the most part they do. I mean, I think that this is a difficult time for our nation. We're at a crossroads that we've never been at before. And I think that both parties are trying to figure out where we go from here. I remembered two things that came to my mind after this decision yesterday. My late sister was an attorney for the Department of Justice. And I remember the first time she tried a case, argued a case, I should say, in front of the Supreme Court. And I remember what a huge moment that was for my parents, that my sister was arguing a case before the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
I don't know that the Supreme Court has the same image now that it did then. And I think we're at a point in society and a nation where we have to reevaluate a lot of things. You know, a lot of these, and I'll just use this as an example, justices for life. I'm not convinced that once you're appointed to the Supreme Court, you should be able to stay there for life without any accountability. I'm not convinced of that.
Well, interesting you would bring that up, because we talked to retired Pennsylvania Superior Court Judge Cheryl Allen this morning, and one of the things she said was why, in her case, it was a 10-year term, because they wanted to depoliticize it, because depending on the court, obviously they run for their positions. That's not the case for the Supreme Court, but it's supposed to be devoid of politics. That way, these appointments take that out, even though the presidents appoint the Supreme Court justices. That said, at some point, as aging takes place, as we're having a deep discussion about President Biden's cognitive issues and skills, when's enough enough? I mean, we've seen it in the court before.
Well, absolutely. And I think we've also seen how, although the Supreme Court justices are appointed by presidents, we see how timing plays a role. You know, I mean, think back to the Obama administration, and he was blocked from appointing Merrick Garland to the court because of the timing. But yet, President Trump, they rushed Amy Comer Barrett through. So at some point, the Supreme Court just became very politicized, and we didn't have any checks and balances in place to make sure that it wasn't. There are a lot of checks and balances we're missing.
More with Lynn Hayes Freeland coming up on the Big K Morning Show. Thanks. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Lynn Hayes Freeland every Tuesday at this time. Lynn?
You know what, Larry? It's funny.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And a break. I was just kind of thinking that I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that old person that says, I remember when. But I do recall a time where everything wasn't politics, and even things that were political didn't necessarily divide us. We just had differences of opinion. And I kind of long for those days again, where we could have differing ideas, but it was okay, and people were engaged and not just angry. We live in very strange times, Larry. Very.
One of the things that has happened, and I've noticed, is if you disagree with someone, politics, as you know, country is pretty much split down the middle, right? Mm-hmm. If you bring up one side or the other, you automatically alienate the other side, where, to your point, you can't just have a civil conversation. It becomes immediate, like, name-calling, and it's just easy to dismiss. If you don't agree with me, then I don't want to hear what you have to say, and it goes both ways.
It does. It goes both ways. And, you know, I love, in a way, I love looking at social media, and someone will put something as innocent as the stoplight at the corner of street X and Y is out. Immediately, the responses become, that's what happens when the Democrats are involved. That's what happens when the Republicans take over. And it's like, you want to say, it's a stoplight, guys. This is not political.
But I forget what I posted. I was at a Steelers game early in the morning, you know, we're preparing for the game, and I just posted a picture of the field. It was empty. Nobody was there yet. You know, just a beautiful sunrise photograph. And I said, where would you rather be? And some of the responses, I just shook my head, like, really? I'd rather be in, you should be in church, or you should be doing this, or, you know, it was just as innocuous and innocent as you could be. It's a picture of a sunrise in a football field getting ready for a game. Where would you rather?
And it becomes a lightning rod.
But I learned that a long time ago, being a TV weather guy, everybody had an opinion. So no matter where you went, people would recognize you back when people watched TV in larger numbers than they do now. And as you know, Lynn, people just recognize you in the town. But in my case, they would recognize you. And then everybody had something to say about the weather. You know, this one woman in a mall, she was probably 4 foot tall. She had an accent. And she said, "You ruined my daughter's wedding." I said, "What do you mean?" She said it rained. I said, "When? Last Saturday." "Wait, Friday we said it was going to rain." "Ah, you never write." I figured you can't please everybody. However,
well, you know, one of my best lines when I was in TV, you know, because people would come up to me all the time and say, "Yeah, Larry said this, John said that." And I used to always say, "Hey, if they could predict the future, they wouldn't be doing weather on TV, okay?"
Shh, don't tell anybody. I've been in the Weather Witness Protection Program for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I also said that the margin of error you have doing that is much more latitude than any other profession. In fact, strangers would come up to you, "Hey, you must like it. You can keep a job where you're wrong all the time."
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one. Yep.
Anyway, so where do we go from here, Lynn? It looks like we had the earliest debate in history. All of the outpourings of that debate from last Thursday, and we haven't talked since. A lot of that focused on the current president's cognitive skills and where do we go from here. This is so early in the game for any presidential election we've had before, with so many layers, including all the legal things piled up against the former president. And what happens this summer? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, I don't know, Larry. I mean, I am certainly one of those who I love to watch the conventions. You know, I love to watch both conventions, Republican and Democratic. I love to hear the speeches. I think that this year it's going to be interesting. I think that, you know, in an ideal world, we would just kind of wipe the slate clean, come up with two new candidates and start all over again. But the system doesn't allow for that. So you're right. The challenge is, where do we go from here? And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, certainly what happens with President Biden is on him, because he's got to decide, as he has so far decided, he's going to move forward with this candidacy. But the realities are, we've got two very controversial figures in positions that aren't even official yet. Neither one of them are officially the candidate. So I think, and I kind of said this earlier, talking about the Supreme Court, I think what we've learned in the last couple of years is we have a lot of systems in place that no longer make sense. The way we elect candidates, I'm not sure that that makes sense anymore, but this is not going to be the year to fix it. This is just not going to be the year for change.
Can we just take a break, take a pause for the 4th of July weekend?
That would be nice.
From all the politics.
But you know something's going to happen. And then whatever that is that happens is going to be I just read an article about the number of gun violence incidents that have occurred on the 4th of July, and it's trending upwards. So heaven forbid that happens again this year. But if it does, that's going to be blamed on one party or the other.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday, Lynn. Thank you.
See you, Larry. Thanks.
Lynn Hayes Friedland on the Big K Morning Show, and we're going to check in with Marty Griffin coming up next. Hang up 10 until 2. Marty Griffin, get Marty. Marty is now entering the studio with his, what is that, a Stanley thing you carry
really
with water?
You know what?
It's
these
really
people
expensive.
Obsessing these stupid, goofy.
What are you carrying around? It looks heavy. How you doing?
Some local TV anchor posted on social media yesterday that she got a new water thing.
Yeah.
Gives a crap.
That is a Stanley.
Like, I'm supposed to give a crap.
That's high end.
Like, I'm supposed to give a crap what you keep your water in.
That's such a good point.
What the hell? What are we doing, man?
Why are Yeti coolers so expensive?
Well,
and those drink cups.
Well, hold on. They're damn good.
They keep, they?
Oh, yeah. They're top of the line.
All right.
Cadillac. Couple things.
Is democracy dead?
No, come on, bro. People overthink stuff. I told my wife this. in my world, and I mean this, you've known me a long time, a perfect night for me is pizza with my family. Go home, watch a movie, eat a half a gallon ice cream. Bam.
Bam.
Maybe a little loving. You know what I'm saying, Larry?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? My point is, I don't think about, Larry, I really don't. You've known me long enough. I fight the good fight. Like yesterday, we went to a woman's home. She needs a new roof. She has squirrels in her house. Larry, this is the stuff that keeps me awake. So I'm getting her an exterminator and a roof. What's my point? Give a damn what you can give a damn about. I don't get caught up in the, will Trump go to trial? Larry, you think I care if Trump goes to trial, bro? No. However, comma, Joe Biden cannot be our president. There's no way, my man. He has that stare that we've seen too many times. You know what I'm saying?
He looked remarkably good yesterday.
Hair and makeup, bro.
Why didn't they do that last Thursday?
So we're going to talk about guns. I heard T's story. Every blankety blank in America has a gun. So Larry, if you were sending your kids to college and your grandson is going, my man, you think that in with his stuff, brother, you should have a Glock. No, I'm serious. Larry?
No. Just,
no. Hell no. WVU, the state that can't keep students, the university that's in drastic trouble financially and enrollment-wise, decides, Mr. Richard, that it's a good idea for students to pack heat on campus. What? Larry? Larry? My man. Help me with that, brother. Larry. If you want, Larry, you can put your friggin' gun in a locker in the freshman dorms. I'll tell you right now. My daughter's at Pitt. If that happens at Pitt, she's not going to Pitt. Screw that. Look, man, buy all the damn guns you want. But if you think the plan is to give freshman students guns to rock on at WVU, no wonder they're failing. Larry, that school's going down the tubes. And this won't help. For all the gun nuts out there, my apologies. You heard Tamara? You hear how many guns people bought last year? Come on, man.
Record number.
1.5 guns for every man, woman, and friggin' child in America. Larry, I get it. People are afraid. But come on, man. Come on. Also, this kitty meme kitty something or other, this guy with the headband on that goes out and buys stock, he sits there. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's a freak. He picks a stock, and all the nerds, all the millennials out there,
they follow him.
They buy stock.
Based on him.
Him.
So he makes money based on the fact that he can drive people to buy the stock.
One kid.
Then he sells.
Larry, this is dangerous.
Who are those people that
Thank
follow
you.
Him?
Teenagers.
I don't blame him.
Hell no. He's worth $300 million. God
is
bless him.
How much
him.
He's worth?
Yeah, he is. There's a danger to it, my man. Come on. Man, I heard that piece this morning on the Steel Curtain. Gave me chills, man. Come on, Larry. Don't you want that again? Wouldn't you like just one more taste of that bad boy? Right?
Oh.
Larry, do you remember when we were that age? Larry, I remember my living room filled with cousins and uncles.
Watching games.
Larry, we would beat the crap out of each other. We would throw each other over the couches. Hot sausage, roses, meatballs.
Tackle football in the yard.
I'm serious.
Friends and family.
Uncles hammered. Losing money on bets with my bookie cousins.
Oh,
that's going,
huge.
Man. Huge. Uncle Huge. Also, we got this situation at the jail. So there are 100 jail guards short, Larry.
100?
Yes. Larry, those brothers and sisters there had 178,000 hours of overtime last year. And half of the guards quit in their first year. It's a problem, man. dangerous situation. In this Supreme Court thing, does that cover talk hosts? Do we have immunity?
I don't think so.
I think it should.
You've been on the bubble many times.
I've had some issues.
You've had some gray areas.
I've been arrested a few times. I was arrested by the feds in Texas. I was arrested by, was it Port Authority here? Yeah. I was arrested by Pittsburgh cops when I was young. Yeah. I sat in front of a U.S. attorney in Dallas, and he said, boys, we could probably send you to federal prison. Yep. On a gun story.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've seen the inside of a jail cell, Larry.
Marty Griffin coming up next.
Do that steel curtain. Come on.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I love
it. So good. Come on, Larry.
I'm excited for the season.
So am I, by the way.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, man. It has a buzz to it, right?
It does. I'm
Skeens. Skeens should play tight end.
Skeens.
That's a bad boy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.